I think that two matched. I've been doing a pretty good job at matching these at the end of the day. So, you know what I'm saying?
Good.
You know what I mean? So it's all good. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
What up?
You know what I'm saying? We are here once again, as we are Sunday through Thursday, for the In Here Tripping edition of Rap Sucks Radio, where we drop a new episode daily as opposed to weekly. And we try to talk about various topics as we do so. You know what I'm saying?
And whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, we are here. We will be here forever. That's my man, Chris.
Do you understand me?
Word up. So yeah, we got a lot of things to kind of try to run through today. Kev, before we start though, I like to always make sure I check on you. How was your day, man? It's good.
I went for a walk for the first time. Like I think I left the house for the first, or the front of my house for the first time in like almost a week. Like literally, because we stocked up last Thursday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and we just took the kid out for a walk today.
Okay.
And yeah.
Now, how
dog
far,
owners how dog how, owners are not playing. They're just letting their dogs, you know, drop it anywhere.
Oh, all right. Like it's hot.
Yeah. Are you picking up your dogs?
Yeah. They actually I have my own bags, but they have bags in the park as well, like you know, little things. So you gotta make sure you kinda do it.
Hot bags.
Yeah. But the cold part is in the front. So if you walk out in the front on the main drag before my house, the main street in front of my house, the trash can is overfilled with dog poop bags. So we don't walk there because it's nasty. Like you can smell it like almost a block away. So it's better to go to the park.
I hate it because if I leave my trash cans out on the street on trash day, this is super old man thing. But if I leave them out there 5 minutes after they get dumped, you know, picked up.
Yeah.
Without question, there's going to be a bag in that trash can. And so my trash can end up smelling for the rest of the
week. That's the worst. Yeah. I would never do that to somebody. That's like the worst thing you could do.
Did Mark Love just say that RZA is battling Primo right now?
Oh, wow.
Or
is it right now? I saw that the battle was happening. I didn't know it was right now.
Oh, he didn't say right now. He said that they were battling.
Yeah. I saw the flyer for the battle. Yeah.
We got to believe that they know not to do that right at this particular time.
Yeah, at eight o'clock on the I don't think so.
It's us. We're on. This is come on.
Yeah, I wouldn't
There's six people tuned in right now.
I mean, there's six people that likely would watch
willing,
that battle.
They're willing to risk that six people that would have watched. Nah, come on. It's us.
Jeff Jeff the Boston fan is, as I like to call him. It's gonna be on Saturday.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So yeah.
And the Teddy Riley whatchamacallit? Was that Babyface?
Yes.
Did that get canceled or something?
It was postponed.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't care, so whatever. So they postponed it to when I cared less? I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little harsh, but okay.
I mean, why do I really want to hear Babyface play hits? Like, whatever, man. Like, I don't, what's going to happen? All right, give me Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis versus Teddy Riley, and I'm in.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
But
that's what I was thinking, but yeah, and, you know.
And Babyface got hits.
So, yeah, Teddy Riley's going to put on, it's going to be like Teddy Jam, and then what is Babyface going to put on? Two occasions? Or
yeah.
What's he going to do?
Babyface got straight hits. Babyface hits that I don't want to hear in a battle. You know what I'm saying? In a music battle. So
just ice grilling each other.
Yeah, like whatever, man. I don't know. Whatever. But I mean, Teddy Roddick pull out Rump Shaker and Teddy's Jam and
phrasing.
And all that. Yeah. This is a kid friendly show, I'm sorry. Speaking of not really kid friendly, but topic that I had to intro this is called Fining. Okay. Well, Fining. You know what I'm saying? So Riverside has decided to fine people $1,000 for not wearing their face mask or not wearing a covering on their face when they are out and about. I didn't really get through the article. I kind of went to throw it in because the homie Suge had mentioned it earlier. And I know that Carson initially tried this as of yesterday and it got voted down. But Riverside was like, nope, we doing it. So now it's $1,000. What I didn't get from the article, and maybe you could let me know if you skimmed through it or read it, is what the parameters are. Like, if I'm out jogging, do I need a mask? If I'm, is it in public places only? What are the parameters of this?
No, there wasn't a whole lot of, oh, actually, there's more of the article. I never read the whole article. Who cares? No, it did, whoever is enforcing it, though, did make mention of the fact that they're not trying to, what did he say, not trying to create a police state. So, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that maybe they're just, you know, they're saying that $1,000 is a good amount of money when you don't have a job. So, maybe they just want people to kind of try, at least.
And yeah.
They're not going to enforce it. But, I mean, shoot, I feel bad for Riverside residents. It's like the first time in their entire life that they've been able to breathe clean air. And now they got to put a mask on.
It's so true. It's so true in all of San Bernardino area. Like, it's like, what is this? Is that the sky? Like, we haven't seen the sky in like 50 years.
Oh, that's Mount Baldy.
Exactly. Exactly. Yo, yeah, man. Shout out to my IE folks and my San Bernardino folks and all of that. Like, I'm so happy for y'all right now. And my Valley folks, I'm so happy for y'all right now. Yeah. Usually the area is much better around spring in Cali because, you know, we get the good rains and the good wind or whatever, but this is the best we've had in like 100 years, and now you can't really go outside, so there's
now
that.
You gotta wear a mask. Yeah.
That sucks. But yeah, $1,000 fine, possible jail time. It's interesting because I do know that they're letting, I would say, petty crimes out of jail.
Say. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna replace those guys with yeah. someone who, you know, didn't put a pair of underwear over their head or whatever.
Yes, it sounds like idle threats. Like I said, Carson tried to do it. My man Orion told us that Carson tried to do it and failed. Mm-hmm. But you know, Riverside yeah. is no joke. Riverside would be like, no, we'll create a law right now, and then y'all will live by it. So yeah.
So I guess it's better to be safe than sorry. Whatever. It's better than those Idaho idiots who are like saying they want to get the virus, the Bundy clan or whatever, the militia dudes.
No.
Yeah, because they're really, you know, they're really upset about the government stepping in and trying to trample their liberties. So, you know. But like Wifey said, I'm sure they're going to go and use that hospital, though, when they get sick.
I bet they will. That you're looking, searching for ventilators, fam. You will uh-huh. be searching for them. Uh-oh. Oh, man. Yo, a lot of them won't be having to, you know, the free healthcare that they were looking for because my man.
Yeah, none of us.
Burn down, fam. Burn down. You know what I mean?
Burn it.
Hold on,
burn
man.
Burn it all down.
Hold up, man.
Oh, wait, did you prepare? I can't believe you're so corny. You actually did it.
I did it. I did do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is straight vodka, by the way.
Vodka water. Yo, man, I cannot believe. I you know what? I can believe it. Now, here's the thing. My dad has been trying to battle me on this Bernie Sanders thing for quite a while. And the funny thing is that me and my dad had a discussion a while ago, and I said, look, he wouldn't be here today if the DNC didn't cheat him 4 years ago. He would have mm-hmm. been gone. That would have been it. You know, it would have, I was going to say, didn't mean the pun. I was going to say it would have burned out, but, you know, whatever. But he wouldn't be back. So I was like, look, now that, you know, once Biden started winning the primaries and it seemed like it was almost a clear victory for Biden, I was like, he's going to drop out. And my dad's like, he's never going to drop out. And I was like, he's going to drop out. So, you know, this is what happened. You know what I mean?
You think he would have dropped out if everyone wasn't dying?
Or if Wisconsin didn't decide that you're going to have to suffer death to vote. Like, it just started to be like, dude, it's almost like for people's safety, he dropped out. Like, we got to just go forward or whatever. But just to read his quote. So for those of you guys who do not know, Bernie Sanders did drop out of the 2020 race, which is clearing Joe Biden's path to the Democratic nomination per CNN. Sanders made the announcement in a call to his staff, to his campaign. He said, and quote, I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth, and that is we are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden. I love that he still calls him Vice President, by the way. And the path toward victory.
Low-key shade.
Well, it's low-key shades of the president too, though. But and path toward victory is virtually impossible. So while we are winning the ideological battle, and while we are winning the support of so many young people and working people throughout the country, I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful. And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Burn, you know, down. Until you mentioned Wisconsin, I didn't even think about it. Were Democrats out voting in that primary last night? Because I'd be pretty upset if I went out
voted. I don't know.
Just specifically for that, know. And then find out this morning that, because I know there was bigger issues that were causing Republicans to do what they did, but
I don't know. And if they were, it would have made more sense for him to drop out, you know, before that. But you know, at the end of the day, I think maybe there was some part of it, but I have no idea. Omega says yes, they were. And so does Jeff. So
yeah, I guess I would have wanted to go out well, I don't know if I would have, but you know, to go out and make sure that the Republicans didn't steal everything there.
Yeah, that's true.
Like they were trying to, or like they are trying to, or like they did, whatever.
Yeah, but here's my question to you though, Kev. A lot of people question what Bernie Sanders accomplished. And I actually am one to believe he actually accomplished quite a bit. Like, I think Bernie Sanders did, I mean, a lot as a voice over this last 5 years. I think that a lot of what he brought up, a lot of the arguments that he made, kind of forced the Democratic Party to address them. I don't think the Democratic Party was willing to address a lot of these things in general. You know what I'm saying? Some people say that he was the issue with Hillary, but I would put that on her. We've discussed that on this show. But yeah, man, I actually feel like when it's all said and done, we'll look back on this, you know, years from now and be like, that dude actually kind of smashed a lot of status quo with his campaign. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. He drove everybody to the left. It's a message that makes sense, especially now, more than it did even 2 months ago, you know, to a lot of people. And it's going to make a lot more sense when they actually do get sick, which, you know, a lot of people are going to get sick. Hopefully not a lot of them, you know, have complications behind this thing, but a lot of people are going to get sick and they're going to get bills and they're going to live to have to pay those bills.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big problem. So, you know, but I don't have time for the, you know, now I'm voting for Trump. I don't even want to have that argument with
him. Yeah, no, I'm not having that argument. It's ridiculous. Nobody needs to have that argument. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it might be because I'm older. It might be because of the times. I'm not sure. But I do like the fact that there are a lot of things that I don't remember being put on the table. I don't remember a lot of arguments, a lot of genuine discussions about certain rights ever being put on the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the things that Bernie Sanders brought up, some of the things that a lot of people are bringing up, AOC, Warren, you know, I just don't remember a lot of these issues being brought up. And some of them I don't agree with. I'm not going to sit up here and say I agree with everything. But I will say that currently, or in today's times, these discussions are a lot more broad than they used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
When I was younger, you know, I'm thinking as young as when Reagan was around, it was like, all right, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to, you know, pump crack to black people. We're going to kill them. And then we'll move to the valley until they die. And then we'll move back. And I was like, and everybody voted for him. But now, it's a lot deeper discussion. I think even stateside discussions are deeper. So, you know, I appreciate that. And I hope that this continues. I hope that, you know, in the next election, there's another Bernie Sanders type argument or another Bernie Sanders, maybe not him specifically, but more progressive or far leaning candidates, you know what I'm saying, that bring out these things.
Totally. I have no doubt there will be, you know. And if nothing else, it was nice for one day on social media for all the amazing expert epidemiologists to become expert political scientists for, you know, if nothing else.
For a single day. We win.
Yeah.
We win for one day.
They'll be back in the lab bright and early tomorrow morning, I'm sure.
Well, it's either that or they'll be a radiologist, which, you know, there's that too. This next one is kind of interesting. I don't know how much we're going to get out of this topic outside of you trying to laugh at me pronouncing this man's name.
I'm not going to laugh. I'm just not going to try.
So, yo,
Pete. All you.
My title for this is Who You Think You Talking To? You know what I'm saying? World Health Organization chief addresses death threats, racist insults, and you know what he said to that? All that? You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn, is what he said. All right. CNBC reports Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus?
He's from Carson, right?
I tried, yo. I tried. Shout out to Ethiopians. He's an Ethiopian man, Ethiopian born man. He's been receiving personal attacks and death threats as the chief of the World Health Organization. Now, interestingly enough, a thought that I had when I read this initially and listened to his speech was there are a lot of people that I've read heard over the years that said, in order to bring us together, we need something that attacks us, right? Like a lot of people say, if aliens attack the world, we'd all forget what race we are and we'd all band together and we'd fight together, right? And I've always questioned that. Right. It would be Independence Day. But I've always kind of questioned that. I've always felt like I went to Nogales High School. I know that if there's a threat, we'll all just divide ourselves up and have a race riot. So with all that being said, I think coronavirus has proven me right. I think that we're still like in the midst of it. People have been racially attacking Asians. There have been race and death threats towards the chief of the World Health Organization. I don't know if a crisis or impending doom actually would unify humanity.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that I just saw the headline. I was like, well, of course it's happening because, you know, people are idiots. But I also assumed that those threats were coming from Americans. Is that
a fact? He mentioned that one particular one was from Thailand, and it was from their administration. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure if they saw some of the videos of a couple of my people beating up Asians on trains and around, maybe they were like, you know what? This is our way to get back. But with all that being said, they kind of took some shots at him. You know what I'm saying? Racial shots.
The trickle-down hate.
He also had mentioned something that we won't totally discuss this now, but I don't know if you saw the article where the two French doctors suggested testing the coronavirus on Africans. So he had mentioned
that really did happen, right?
It did happen. Now they were the I'm not sure who their response team was saying that it was fake news, but then the quotes actually happened. So yeah, colonization continues, and he had mentioned that he said it was a colonial mentality, and it was an insult to the whole black community. So this man is not only trying to fight a virus, but he also has to fight, you know, racial inequality.
That's the thing. Like it's one thing to, you know, and I don't know. I assume he's a physician or somehow, you know, he's probably a relatively intelligent person, right?
Sure,
accomplished person.
I'd imagine so.
It's bad enough to just get any kind of negative feedback from so-called stupid Americans.
Right.
But this is coming from the stupidest stupid Americans.
Very much so.
I don't have time for that.
Right.
Well, like, he's got time for that.
But it's crazy because it's not just Americans. Like, he's getting it from multiple different countries. So it's like that's the one thing that joins us together in unity as humans is just absolute prejudice and stupidity. We'll hook up for that. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if the other stupid countries that are insulting him, though, were smart enough to at least use his test and not try and come up with their own. Because to do that would be...
Well, I mean, if you put your son-in-law in charge of... Oh, boy. He did say something that I think needs to be said, though. He said, please quarantine COVID politics. That's what we want. We don't care about personal attacks. We care about the life passing every single minute unnecessarily because we couldn't unite and fight this virus. I thought that was well said.
Well said. Strong words.
Strong
yes,
words.
Indeed.
Strong words. So, yo. Yeah.
You know who's going to use that, though, right?
Who's that?
Anybody who feels attacked because something factual is said about Trump is going to say, let's not make this political. Shut up. Okay.
What is Tracy Morgan on this show now? What are we doing? Did we bring Tracy Morgan on the show? I meant to say yesterday that reminded me more of Tracy Jordan than Tracy Morgan, by the way, for all my 30 Rock fans out there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there you go. the two.
Was Tracy Jordan measurably more silly or simplistic than Tracy Morgan?
Measurably, yes. Oddly enough, yes.
Oh, this may be a little ignorant of me, but they look the same to me.
Well, you know, you might be right. You might be right. Hold on. It would not be right if we did not do a Rap Sucks radio show without
Karen
being mentioned. I have to do that every single time. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, bro, when you're walking down the sidewalk, get your hood on, get your bandana on. And then when you see the Karen walking the other direction towards you, just go.
Yeah.
And then walk directly across.
Be terrified. The Karens are out. You know what I'm saying? All these Karens shutting down.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Send the feds out. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in to Rap Sucks Radio, man. This has been fun with y'all. We do this every night, like I said, at 8 o'clock. Tell a friend to tell another friend, man. You can hit that little triangle button right there. You can hit the little triangle button on the bottom and send the invites to people and be like, yo, this is what I'm doing right now. Come kick it with us. You know what I'm saying?
Did you old head energy that button?
It's right there. It's a little triangle button.
Little triangle button.
Yeah. It's the share button. It's the little triangle button.
Wait, it's, isn't that an airplane? Is that an airplane?
Oh, it's a paper plane, huh? It looked like a triangle.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. This is the only thing.
I am Japanese. I'm down with origami, so. Maybe I'm just projecting.
I'm down with origami.
Triangle button.
And yo,
maybe Lucky Lou knows.
It's an airplane.
Shout out to Lucky Lou.
Lucky Lou in the building is Brother DeVue. What up, though? Thank you. He said yes. It's an airplane or Is it a paper plane? It's a paper plane. All right,
paper plane.
Cool. It's the triangle button.
It's a stealth. It's a stealth bomber.
Triangle.
You can't see it. It's invisible.
Instead of saying peace, man, we got to rock this one more time because Bernie is officially out, and I want to make sure that we show some love to Bernie. So on the way out, we're just going to rock this beat. Thank y'all for rolling with us, man.
Peace to Bernie.
We'll catch y'all tomorrow, 8 o'clock, man. Jump in with us. Let's go.
This is the worst IG dance party ever.
Ever. All right, y'all. On the count of three, we do say peace. One, two, three. Peace. We out.